Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce this song and present to us the host with the most, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. They call him Coach, call him Doc, call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lowe. Make it do what it do.
Baby, can we talk about it like we're running a race with the habit hand?
Damn, do I have this talking?
Steady watching the free, watching what they can.
Hey, don't worry about it.
The God knows I can. Yet I get up every morning.
Now, my God has blessed us one more time. I'm real excited about being able to come to you at 5:30 today on Straight Talk, No Chaser. And you may ask yourself, why do we need to check that out? I'm going to tell you one. It's an opportunity, truly an opportunity, where you can just have honest conversation and also be very direct. You have an opportunity to share your point of view on exactly the title of today's show, which is Life is All About Choices and Trade-Off. And we truly hear that more often, but we want you to share your thoughts on it. We have four or five devices working today. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're excited to come before you. You can check us out by calling in and just share your thoughts verbally. You can at 347-857-4192. Again, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell, actually your location, and you chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith as we talk about truly, is it possible that life is all about choices and trade-offs? You can also check it out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can email me at LorenzoDSmith15@gmail.com. We can tweet the show. You have that opportunity on Twitter. You have at WBSW Radio, at Zeta Phi Sigma with underscore 10, at LorenzoDSmith15. We're being broadcast live on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith. Then on Instagram, you have that opportunity at Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We're partnered with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity of Greenville, Alabama. So we're so excited about having the chance to work with them. And also on presidentdoctor.lorenzodsmith. And we have an opportunity now to be broadcast. An added device here. Added network, and that's Tumblr Live at Dr. Lowe Smith Blog Talk. So truly, this is a great chance for us to be able to interact with one another. So we're excited. I am pretty excited. WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 40 countries. It's including our North American continent and our South American continent. We have listeners in the United States, Canada, as well as Brazil. So we truly want to take this time to say thank each and every one of you all for just, you know, tuning in whenever you can get a chance to tune in. We're also excited about our registering for our WBSW giveaway, our radio giveaway. We ask you to send your name to LorenzoDSmith15@gmail.com. Along with a means of transaction, these are the four we're dealing with. Those four are Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Bill at LorenzoDSmith15@gmail.com. Repeat it a couple times so you have a chance to send it in. Now, you say, why am I sending my name and a means of transaction? We have giveaways. So far in the last 18 months, we've been giving away over 14 hotel stays, which is the trip. You're going to certain places from Cancun, Mexico, also from Las Vegas to the Grand Canyon, all the way over to the East Coast, which is Atlantic. We also have later this fall, we're going to be able to offer the raffle of a hotel stay in Dubai, along with Paris, France. And truly, we're searching and working with other organizations so we can do several international places. So truly, if you register, you have a chance to have your name pulled from the raffle and get that hotel paid for, varies from 5 nights down to 3 nights. So you have a chance to just enjoy yourself. Now, you want to take care of your travels along with your amenities and anything else you require to have to enjoy your trip. So truly, we thank you for being a part of this. We want to give a shout out to many cooperating organizations, particularly the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. We give a shout out, truly, truly, we're going to run their promo, Mary Ruth Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. The owners are Brother Martin Lala Smith, and we also have his wife, Sarah Pastor Katrina Willis-Smith. Tri-Stat LLC, Mr. William Scott, thank you so much for all of your support and input. L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, Mr. Anthony Stallworth, along with Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. Miss Jennifer Jackson, we thank you and your organization for being supported, along with several other organizations. I just want to give a shout out to Campanai Publishing, and they basically deal with educating, entertaining, and enlightening individuals through publishing the many books that they have. And Mr. Trey, Brother Trey B. Johnson, give him a shout out because he's doing some awesome things. But you can go to Facebook, type in Trey, that's T-R-A-E-D Johnson, and it will populate all the books he have available because he have several new books coming out, and we truly won't be ready to have them because we'll give them away right here on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. So thank you, each and every one of you all, for taking time to be a part of this. But we do need to make sure you can comment and type in your name along with a meaningful transaction. If you don't want to do the transaction, just send your name, and I'll make sure I put it in the raffle, and you could be one of the ones that win one of these trips, which will we pay for the hotel. You take care of everything else, but we're going to pay for the hotel. Sometimes the value is up to $1,500, $1,600, $1,800 in a luxury hotel. And we look forward to, it's going to be your choice because there'll be several choices you have that you can choose from that require an activation fee to go along with it, depending on the distance of the trip. And some will require a little activation and other will require a little bit more money to make sure you can activate it. And you can take those trips up to 18 months. We have books, as I said earlier, is Brother Trey Johnson with Family Scars, along with his second book, How to Climb the Mountain of Financial Aid, which is his second book. We also have a book by Nicole S. Brown, The Diminishing Skim, along with three or four other books, Wet Dreams she has. We also have a book by Sarah Scarlett Harvey Black, White Privilege and Systemic Prejudice in the Little Red Schoolhouse. And she talks about her role as an African-American principal in South Carolina. So those are several books available. So truly we want you to play a part with this. So let us know. Connect with it. Let me give a shout out to Ms. Bush, EBS, of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. Then we have, this is Dash Nix joining us as well. Thank you for taking time to be a part. So let's get to the title of our show. Life is all about choices and trade-offs. In every one of our shows, we try to just look at how people see choices, because a lot of time people make choices and then come back and say it was a mistake. See, you're going to have choices that benefit you, and you're going to have choices that don't benefit you. In essence, when you're talking about trading off, you may have to trade off. And our purpose in life is to be able to get a favorable outcome. So when we're talking about choices and trade-off in life, what outcome do you want to have? What are you seeking? So we truly focus on today several things dealing with choices and trade-off. One of the things I think is too really important, we got to know how they relate. See, too many times people don't understand your choices lead to some situation where you may call compromise or trade-off to make life even better. See, that's like not having enough money to buy everything you want. You have to make some choices so you can be able to fit what you need in the money amount of money that you have. Just like, for example, we started school recently, and most places are starting. They didn't start last week or 2 weeks ago. They're starting coming up in a week. Some are waiting to after Labor Day. But you have to make some choices. And if you have children in school, you have to buy uniforms. You have to buy supplies. You have to buy laptops, and if you choose an iPad, something for your child so they can function at the level so they can be successful. So you have to make a choice. Do I take this trip with a bunch of my friends or take that money and purchase what my child needs or my children need for school? That's a life choice that you have to make. Now, you can choose and go try to do both of them, but how are you going to extend yourself? That's when we come to trade-off. Here we're dealing with trade-off. What exactly are we going to trade off so we can do that? Do we trade off our child's ability to go to school to be comfortable, our ability to be successful, or we want to be all about ourselves and be selfish and just focus on this is the fun that I'm looking for. I've worked all this. But when you work for the sake of the children, so your children can have some of the things that are needed to be successful. And that's all about choices. You choose to do that. See, we have to realize that we learn how to make good decisions about how to spend money when you look at choices and trade-offs. Now, we're focusing just on looking at how they relate. We're going to talk about in life, even in some sense, talking about relationship and family relationships and romantic friendships. Work relationship, whatever it may be, you might have to make some choices and even have trade-offs. So you have to also keep in mind that each of us as individuals make choices. Our individual choices involve trade-offs and an opportunity to be cost-effective. If you do a choice and use trade-offs, this is how it relates now. It gives you an opportunity to return something back that will allow you to succeed. So in essence, a trade-off is the giving up of one thing in return for something else. So you have to do that in life. So let's take it into all areas of life. And this is all about straight talk, no chasing. And we're going to be direct with you and talk about many issues. Those issues that might apply to your life that sometimes we bury our head in the sand and don't really want to address them. When we talk about relating like we just did, now let's see what the difference is, because a lot of time when people talk about choices and trade-offs, they always focus on economic situation. And that's being able to look at the cost-effective way to handle this. See, the opportunity cost of choosing a project over the other. This is the difference between trade-off and choices. You get excited. See, choices is what you made, but you may have to trade off. So you're looking at an alternative opportunity. So you might have to give up something so you can make that choice. See, and that's what life is all about. Life is all about choices. No matter what phase in life you're in, They're all about choice. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask your location. You chat with Dr. Louisa D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And our show tonight, we're focusing on straight talk with no chasing. Also want to take this opportunity to give a shout out to those sponsors who want us to run their promo. It is family and friends of the Blue and White family cordially invites you to the first annual tailgate greet and meet Saturday, September the 2nd, 2023, 12 noon, 8 p.m. on the campus of Alabama State University at the tailgate spot located behind the Annex building, which is across from the designated area where the soccer field and the tailgate spot, and you'll get a chance to meet and greet with members of the Blue and White family, friends, truly, truly. One thing we want you to understand, please bring, if you choose to come, please bring your lawn chairs so you have a chance to sit there and be able to communicate and just take time to meet with the Blue and White family, truly, with the family and friends. Give a shout-out to Aaron.Rev, Pastor Christopher Aaron Bennett, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma, time to be a part of it. Truly, we give a shout-out to several other people I'm looking at on Twitter. Looking at on Tumblr, and there's several individuals joining us. And let's look at them. Name Was is joining us. We have E.R.A. Hans 2222. We have Busby Thing Gat 19, or Jail 19. We also have Too Smooth, a T-Smooth World is joining us as well. And several others, thank you so much for taking time to be a part of it. As we move forward to our next segment, we want to allow our promo, enough promo to play in regards to those sponsors, because we have to give them an opportunity to share what they have, and hopefully you will take that chance to be a part. This is Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Check them out. That's Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. Ms. Jennifer Jackson. You can give her a call at 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. And you can check it out by typing in Jennifer with one N Jackson and Charlie's Angel. Thank you so much, Soap Gym, for supporting what we're trying to do here. We're just trying to give an opportunity to get the word out. Let's talk about why life is all about choices. We have to keep in mind, you remember how it relates. Choices sometimes lead to trade-offs. And there's a difference in choices. You make a choice, but then sometimes you have to do an alternate direction with that choice you made. So that's that trade-off. You have to work and make sure it happens. See, Why is life all about choices? Just think about it. It is a critical part. See, the choice you make is a critical part of your self-development. Say that again. Choices is a critical part of your self-development. And each and every one of the choices that you make shape your experience. Think about it. You know, a relationship, you learn certain skills for those relationships. Sometimes there are positive skills and there are negative skills. But you made a choice. When people talk to me, I always try to share with them, you know, they're angry at the other person. But I always say, you made the choice. Did you vet them well enough? See, anger is because they didn't vet them well enough. So they get angry and say, okay, that wasn't the right choice. You know, what that's tearing me up when I hit is when people that may have children and they call children a mistake. The children, God bless you with children, and that ain't a bad thing. You might not be equipped to handle that child, but God bless you with it and allow someone else to be able to deal with the choice that you make, because you may not be capable of doing it. So you don't call it a mistake. You call it a choice that you really had control of it. We have to understand this, that we all have things that we control. And we can put two things that we always control. No one can take away from you is time and energy. But you also, as a woman, as well as a man, you have, and for a woman, you have a control of whether who you have intimacy and whether children are born. You have to keep that in mind. So when you sit up and say it was a mistake because you selected somebody that wasn't the best person, that's a choice that you made. But it should be where it doesn't shape your experience in life where you become a bitter person. It ought to be where you have the excitement, God has blessed me with a legacy to move into the next generation. But it's the choice that you made. You can't take them back. You can't start them up. You can't set them back. You have to remember that every choice you know you make is part of your self-development. It's part of your shaping your experience. It also brings you where you are in life. It's wherever you are in life, the choices you make. And we have to understand that's why it's so important that, to understand life is about choices. We all make choices every day. And we have to live with the results of the choice. That's why when you're making choices, you need to be able to be in a betting mode. Then bet means to bet whoever you're making that choice with. You need to get enough information. It's amazing how people can research everything else on this supercomputer called a phone, dealing with how to start a business, but you can't bet, won't research the person that you may have an interest in. Use that to make sure you know what you're dealing with, because you have to understand the choice you make is a life-changing experience for you. And it's also going to shape your life experience. So you want to make the choice that gives you the favorable outcome. And that's what life is all about, making choices to give you a favor. For example, you say you finish high school, you say, I want to go to college, I want to be a major, and I'm just using college as one of, you're making a choice to go to college. It's going to shape your life. Now, whether you finish college or not, it's still your choice. You may have to do some trade-offs in the process. You might have to trade off, you know, I might can't finish in 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. I might end up starting a family, so I have to make the necessary adjustment. Let me give a shout out to my frat brother, Mario B. Talaferro. Thank you so much, brother, for joining us. Remember, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you so much, brother. Thank you for being a part of this. So when you're making choices, you have to understand you're pretty much in control of the choices that you make. Nobody can force you to make a choice that you don't want to make. Now, you may not have enough information to make the choice considered the right choice, but you still have to make some decisions. See, we're operating in times now when We no longer are in to the sense in what we call, and it's not about a race, black and white. That's what's written in black and white. We're trying to operate in the gray. We don't want to extend too far because we don't want to be able to have to pull it back. We don't want the consequences to hit us too hard. Life is all about choices you make, trade-off, and the outcome that could be favorable or unfavorable. That's what life is all about. And you have to be a straight shooter. And you have to really share this with individuals you got maybe mentoring, people you may be, maybe family members. Understand the choice you make going to shape your life. You know, it's the experience going to shape your life. If you're going to have a positive thinking about it, or you're going to have a negative thought about it. You're going to be angry because of what happened in that situation, so angry that your life will be affected. You get so bitter. So you have to be very careful about the choices you make in life. Think about it. You know, one of the things I wanted to share, we was talking on another show we have, and we was talking about when people sit around and try to communicate with one another. When you try to communicate with one another, see, you have to be what they call a active listening, a listener. You have to be active listening. In essence, it's a skill. See, listening is a skill, but it's a choice whether you want to work on improving that skill. See, what comes along with effective communication and that active listening skill is that you're able to listen actively so you can have thought about what you heard before you articulate how you feel. Heard this, a lot of people heard this when their parents used to say, you know, go in one ear and go out the other ear. That means you lack the ability to have active listening skills. But it's a choice. You can't trade off on that one. It's a choice that you have to live with. So we have to always keep that in mind when we're dealing with life and when we're talking about why is life all about choices? It's all about the choice that you're going to make because it's going to shape your life. In some cases, it may shape your life right now. And you have to keep that in mind because it will allow change. Your choices will allow change. How important is choices we make in life? How important is choices that we make in life? See, there are five, and I want to touch on these five most important choices that we make. And they are, we're choosing happiness. We're talking about life now. The choices you should make. So you make a decision to go into a relationship and don't vent, and you see what happens. Like, okay, when they show themselves, believe what you see, run and fast. You stay there, you're making a choice to take away the opportunity to be happy because it's all about your emotions will be caught up into that relationship. And it eats away at the positive side. It creates the wall that you have. So you will not have the opportunity to be happy, not only in that relationship, but even with your family, with your friends, on your job. Because people know when you're not in a position to enjoy your purpose in life. So God asks us to make sure we put our life in a situation, put it in a position that we have peace, joy, and love. Those three things, he smiles upon you when he knows you at peace. He smiles upon you when you're experiencing joy. That's why when you hear the minutes of the song, even the prayer and our ministers and our pastors and reverends say, no matter what you go through throughout the night, when you lie down in that green pasture, which is your bed, you lie down, God's going to work on you, and joy comes in the morning. So we have to keep that at the forefront. if we want to make choices, think about how it would affect our life, how it would create problems, not at just only at that time, but in the near future or even later on in the future. So it's important. This is straight talk, no chaser. And we're excited about having conversation directly, conversation that is happy conversation, but it's conversation that we need to have. So we truly need to talk about how important those choices are. So work on making the right choice. See, it's good to take that, what I call an eight-second rule. That eight-second rule is no matter what happens, I'm going to think about it for about 8+ seconds. I didn't put the plus, just 8 seconds is a minimum. And then I'm going to make a decision or the choice. Choice is a decision, and I will be able to deal with the consequences. I'm not going to make the rash decision. I'm not going to lose my composure and make a decision that I'm going to regret. I'll tell you one of the things that surprises me and that allow us, won't cause of life and what we're going through. There's a show that comes on one of those Discovery Channel maybe called Snap. See, you have to make a life choice or make the right choice when you're dealing with situations, because it can change the rest of your life. The choice that you make can change the rest of your life, whether it's in a positive way or negative way. Let me give a shout out to my frat brother, a member of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of the great state of Georgia, none other than Brother Tony Brakey. Thank you, Brother Brakey, for joining us and being a part of this opportunity through straight talk, no chasing. We're going to have direct conversation with you. We want to talk with you and say, so keep in mind how important choices we make in life. Just remember, they're very important. I mentioned choosing happiness as one of those choices that we have to deal with in life. The second one is deciding to be healthy. You know, if you go back in history 100 years, the life expectancy or the lifespan of just an individual was 60 years. My dad, he lived before he transitioned in 2020. He was 86 years old. And he always would say to us, because he was doing the silent generation, that silent generation, and he would always say is, I'm blessed with 3 scores. And everything beyond that is by God's grace and mercy. Now we are getting the life's expectancy and span has increased. And it's due to health. As we know, our ancestors, they worked extremely hard. And a lot of it was hard labor. But a lot of us now are in fields that keeps us in air-conditioned buildings. Allow us to have money to buy some of the most fancy meals. All of these things are come about because of the choices we made in life. Deciding to be healthy. That's what you have to make sure you do. Make the decision to have children. Children is a choice. So when I hear people say, this child was a mistake, or I was young and dumb, and I made a mistake. It was a choice you made, and you can't get around it. And do not let them get around it. Challenge them when they say that. It was a mistake. God does not create mistakes. Understand what I'm saying? God bless you with a child that is special, that is awesome, but it was a choice. The way you deal with the child is what creates problems for most people. Truly, people want to understand. You make those choices. We were talking about health. Now we're talking about children. You make that choice. vet the person that you decide to allow them to enter your temple. Take time. Don't let it tingle you so much that you do it, then after the effect, then you be hollering, what happened? You made a choice. It's not a mistake, and you're not too young, because you made a decision. If you want to say you're young, young is 14, 15, 16 years old, not 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, up to 30 and 40. You're not. You're mature enough to know what it's all about and how our children are produced. It is not a mistake. It's simply a choice that you made to have children. And it's, you can't fault nobody else. Don't start pointing the finger at everybody else and not point the finger at yourself. They always said, look in the mirror. It'll give you the answer that you're looking for in life. The mirror will. Michael Jackson said in his song, The Man in the Mirror, take a look at the man in the mirror. You may not like what you see, but if that is you, it is you. Then some people, oh, that's just a reflection. No, that is you. It's reflected. You're a reflected back to yourself. That's why we have to make decisions and understand it reflects you. Your choices of what relationships you have and who you want to spend your time in is a reflection of you, nobody else. You can't blame those people because they are out just like you are, and they had to make a choice to spend time. You made a choice, but did you vet them? Did you spend time checking them out? Or you just thought that it feels good, but I'm going to jump on this right now, and the choice come out of it. I ain't thinking about that, but you have to think about it. So you have the choice, and the important choices of life include making the decision to have children. Having families. You have to remember, family is not just someone going out having children and say this is a family. God has a specific, clear definition of what a family is. Okay? So don't try to interpret the illusions of prosperity now being taught. You need to make sure you understand that. Just don't go out and have a child and say, okay, if, you know, at least you know we're a family. Yeah, you're single. Family, but you don't have to help the culture. The culture is made up of, like God created man and woman and a child and children. Every other culture understands that. Hispanics understand that. They tell you quick and fast. It's God. Okay? It's family. It's work. And it's community. So we have to really, really put the vetting process in motion. Vetting the person that you either gonna marry or choose to be with. There's a process you can do. You just have to stay with that order. Don't get out of order. See, too many people are out of order. You just want to have fun and have life. Oh, we're gonna have fun, and you go to the spot and you hook up, and you don't know nothing about the person. Nothing. And you have to make sure you understand. You have to choose to vet people that you marry or want to be with. You notice that marry, then that put to be with was important because, see, yeah, we only have 20% of our African American culture married. 20%. So we got 72% not. So it's a lot of be with. It's a lot of be with now. Are you part of the be with? How can you help your culture when you outdate, when you go through the process of entering into a relationship, be intentional to be married, because you want to help the culture. hopefully can get married. Some people say, well, it don't last long. Been some horror stories. Well, it's all about vetting. It's all about making choices, whatever choice you make. If you choose not to, then are you really helping the Pope? Or you just want to be a part of it? I'm putting that out there because it's important that we say that and keep saying that. We can't be 15 million people out of 300 and something million people, 338 million people, and it was 13 to 14 million people 50 years ago? What has happened? You're always going to come with what the narrative is. They're in prison. They don't download. Be all that. But you also, we are aborting so many babies as a culture. We're choosing career over being parents. It's your thought. That's what it's all about. Straight Talk on Chase on WDSW Radio. I am Dr. Lorenzo B. Smith. We're number one, and we're excited about coming before you. We're going to focus on that conversation that is honest and very direct. And I like what's being said, but you know what? You're going to be all right. Let me give a shout out to Royalty 1997. Give you a wave. This is Lutec _ sports _ indie. Thank you so much. I want to give them a wave. Thank you for joining us. We're going to have several other individuals. We have Fluffy Jen joining us. Rocky Diva. And then we have Zansky Elliott. Thank you so much. Agent _ agent .m.e.e.p. Thank you for joining us as well, for being a part of it. Thank you so much. Let's move forth and pay some more bills. It's time for us to pay some more bills. We want to start off by giving a shout out to Baptist Hill Missionary Baptist Church in Lounsboro, Alabama. It's 4167 State Highway 97 North. The pastor is Reverend Dr. J.C. Coleman, and he's having a divine revival. He's a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. The scripture of the three-night revival starting on August the 22nd through the 24th at 6:30 each night is 2 Timothy 3:16. He has some awesome guest pastors coming in. We have Pastor Tony People of Love Center Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Pastor Shedrick Abner and Mercedes. Pastor People is a member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. Brother, and I'm going to say Pastor Abner, Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. And Pastor Dr. Bob Nelson Little of the Historical Galileo Baptist Church in Panola, Alabama, and Pastor Little is a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. So this is an awesome opportunity to be a part of Divine Revival, August the 22nd through the 24th, starting at 6:30. You can go to Facebook and just type in J.C. Coleman, the pastor, and you can get further information from them. But we truly, truly want to give them a shout out and the awesome things they are doing at Baptist Hill Missionary Baptist Church in Lowndes County, and Lowndesboro is known as the place to be. I want to give a shout out to our next sponsor. We have a promo here, and that's Mary Ruth Restaurant, who will be providing for the Blue Royale, which I'm going to announce now in this segment. And let's hear their advertisement.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. And meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers, Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays. Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Awesome, awesome. I want to thank also as I see typing in some comments from Brother Breaker. He just said, oh, yeah, the place to eat, y'all. And I wanted to give that shout out to him for saying that. Check him out, Mary Ruth Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama, on Highway 106 West, 261 Highway 106, Highway 106 West. Go check him out. Now, you can give the owners, that brother, that because both of them are part of Blue and White family, Brother Marvin Lala Smith, or his wife, Sarah Pastor Katrina Roper Smith, at 334-549-0950. Give them a call at Mary Ruth's Restaurant, some of the best southern food in Alabama. So give them a shout out. We thank them for being a part of this as well. Let's take our next segment and look at some things that are dealing with trade-off. See, when you ask the question, we've been talking about choices. All the life choices we make, is there's going to be some point in your life that what has been implemented pretty much in relationship or compromise. So that means trade-offs. See, trade-offs can be that. So you would ask a question, what does everything in your life is a trade-off mean? All in your life, what does a trade-off mean? See, in other words, you're talking about a trade-off, compromise, to a sense. See, that trade-off is empowerment. See, the trade-off allows both parties to be empowered. Essentially, you're talking about control by trading one thing for another thing. That allows you to be in control of your life. That's why we said the choices you make, we have to look for favorable outcomes. Sometimes we have to have trade-offs so we can be in control of our favorable outcome. We also have to keep in mind that sometimes we may not like where our life is heading. So we need to consider trading, compromising to get life where we want. I was talking earlier with one of the supported person down in Selma in Dallas County Public Schools down there, well, the Selma City School as well, and she's working with some individuals that I'm supervising, and she was just telling me about purpose and how putting in some organization with what they're about to do allows them a better outcome, allows them to even be successful because they see there's a trade-off that's coming. The trade-off is if I provide you the organization, you give me the work so you can be successful. You can have a favorable outcome. And truly in life, we have to look at it that way. Are you willing to trade so you can get what you want in life? Give a shout out to Kevin Smith. Let me talk a little bit about Kevin Smith. Kevin, down in McKenzie, Alabama, I was coaching. It was about by the time I was getting ready to leave. Kevin, maybe 7th or 8th grade. Kevin, about what, 6'3", 6'4". Now I know he grew up 6'6", 6'7", and went on to make all state in basketball at McKenzie. I give him that shout out and all. Later on, went to the University of New Orleans, played in New Orleans, and later did some other things outside that on a professional level. But we became Facebook friends. I would always talk with him about and share things about McKenzie. And he always, that was one of my first place I started with my career in education. And I can remember he was in like the 7th, 8th, or 9th grade. Good height. Very active young man. So I want to give him a shout out. Thank you so much, Kevin, for joining us. That's Kevin Smith, where I worked out in McKenzie, and I think he's living right now in the Georgia area. So, Kevin, thank you for taking time to be a part of this. Let's look at how we, when you say, why do we have to make choices and trade-offs? Why? I'm asking you, why do we have to make choices and trade-offs? You have to ask yourself, what is the importance? We know what choices are. What is the importance of trade-offs? I mentioned some things earlier. See, trade-offs are important in economics. That's why I say you have to make, you want something out of life to have a better life. You make a choice, but you may have to trade off something so you can have a favorable outcome. Financially, you can grow because you made that trade-off. See, these trade-offs, definitely with your outcome and favorable outcome, helps you as an individual. It helps you if you're in a business or part of a business, even in helping government make informed decisions about how you allocate your funds. See, when you work a job and you receive your resources or your funds or your money, you can make a decision because you made a choice and you had to trade off to get a favorable outcome. So you can experience the positive side of that. That means by you understanding trade-offs, sometimes compromise, individuals as well as organizations can make efficient choices. So that means you as an individual, you can make efficient choices about life, efficient choices about relationship, efficient choices about what your career is going to be, efficient choices of whatever decision that comes before you, because you have to understand it is all about trade-offs sometimes. Whether you want to make that choice because you feel like, I have to make this choice, or maybe I need to take a step back and try this tomorrow, or possibly I might need to call someone to give me some resources, some more resources, so I can make an efficient choice that aligns up with my goals and my priorities. See, people got to understand, when you make choices, it must line up with your goals of life. I'm going to say it again. It has to line up that your goals and your priorities. You have to make sure you see it in that manner, because it's very important that you do it. Let me give a shout out to L&T Starworth Lawn Service. It's going to be one of our sponsors, so we want to make sure we play. That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do. my. That's truly what we want to make sure we talk about, hard work. This is what it's all about. Your choice involves hard work. Your trade-off sometimes, a lot of times, involves hard work. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're so glad to be able to be broadcast all over the world. We have 40 countries of listeners and watchers. And we're just so excited because God blessed us, blessed me with this vision. We have now 15 shows that are broadcast each month at different times. So we truly, but if you're interested in advertising with us, you can. All you have to do is you can email me at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. That's LorenzaD as in David, SMITH, 15@gmail.com, or call the office 334-467-7261. We look forward to you taking the opportunity to advertise with WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're excited about having the opportunity. We just talk about why do we have to make choices and trade-offs. Let's talk about in everyday life, we have to make the decision that may involve trade-offs. What are those decisions? What is everyday life is all about where we have to make trade-offs? See, the decisions requires trade-offs because we live in relationships called marriages, family, country, society. I'm going to repeat that. Decision requires trade-off because we live in relationships called marriage, family, countries, and society in the sector. Not as an individual, we live on a deserted island. We live among each one of those areas where we would have to make a decision to trade off, because we need to be able to do that. We would not call a trade off. Now, let's not get confused here. When we're talking about trading off, is that you just do stuff just to do. See, we wouldn't call a trade off, and sometimes some people want to call it a compromise. I even say sometimes you have to compromise, especially in relationships and marriage. In essence, that could be a trade-off. But we don't want that to say that leaves your life. See, what it truly provides, that all your life there are choices. In various relationships, those choices have to be centered around respect, being respectful, which allow the other person in those relationships to do the same. That's a trade-off. And, you know, I'm gonna respect you. You respect me. I don't think life is all about what people say. You got to earn my respect. I don't even know you, but I'm going to respect you until you show me different. Show me there's something else out there that you are operating on that is not of good character. So you show me something different, then I can lose that respect for you. A lot of time in marriage, in a relationship, even in family, even in this country and in society, people have a tendency sometimes to lose respect for one another. But we got to understand, we have a responsible to be respectful. A responsibility to respect the rights of others, just as we want them to respect our rights. We have to also keep in mind that the compromises that you do make do not implode on our rights. Basically, you think, if something is happening, you're making a compromise, or in a sense, trading off sometimes, you're not trying to take away somebody's rights. You actually try to make the situation better. See? You're using insightful thinking so you can be successful. No need to be complaining. See, because we're going to have challenges in life. But you never want to be seen as a person that's complaining. Because your complaints and you as a person that's sometimes combated is your reality, which may cause somebody else distress, lead to issues regarding your own personal rights. Just always remember that. So it's important that we understand that everyday life decision involves trade-offs. A lot of time in relationships, we have to make trade-offs. Talking directly at choices and trade-offs dealing with relationships. See, a lot of time it involves selecting one option and leave another behind. That's why I said people show themselves, believe what you see, run as fast as you can. That means that option no longer is in the play. What may be in your future will come to play. But making sure you have to let go so you can have a possibility of having choices. See, choice affects how a relationship revolves and if it will end. The choice that you all make. That's why I say it's so important not to develop walls of anger, but your emotional cue is not is still immature because of the relationship skills you encountered 10 years ago. And you're still holding on it because you never healed. And your ideal is to put yourself in a situation so you can heal. So when you make the choice, when you bet what you're doing, that's why I say you have the capability of betting, and betting and being doing research. Betting means looking up things to find out before I make that choice. It's amazing how we can sit around and don't know where a play is, but get on our phone, type in that play, don't know where it's going to take us, but we still trust in that. But when we get to relationship, we don't want to do anything. We just think it's going to be off. Because, you know, one of the biggest things is your tingle. So you're all about the tingle. See, relationship is reflective. See, you want to bet somebody else because you don't want nobody to bet you. Because you're still healing from the skill that you gained from one of those toxic relationships. And the only way you can move forward, you need to seek support. You need to seek counseling and therapy. That'll give you an opportunity to look at what's dictating in your life. Give a shout out to Tracy Yvette. It's Yvette, Tracy Yvette is joining us. Thank you, Tracy, so much. We have, all right. Tamara _ Crankson. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll give you a wave. Thank you so much for being a part of this. We have to remember, in relationships, you're going to have choices and have trade-offs. You're going to have choices and trade-offs. And sometimes the choices you make may require you to go through a trade-off. But make sure you vet individuals if you want to have a successful relationship. But the most important thing about a relationship, if you want to have with somebody, you have to be intentional. You have to be intentional about what you want. If you just want a long-term, which is truly a short-term relationship, see, long-term and short-term ties in a little bit together because the long-term relationship is 2 to 3 years. But if you got an intentional of being in a intentional relationship of dating, you have to place what your goal is and what outcome you have. and want to have. The outcome is I'm intentionally dating to be married. I'm not just dating just to be out here dating. I'm dating to be married. I'm intentionally doing this. And my end results, which is favorable outcome, is marriage. Put it out that early. Another thing, you shouldn't even be entertaining people if you really, really don't have any kind of interest in that person. The interest could be sexually. But, you know, you can't just be with people just to be with people. Because you'll know, because when you meet that person, you're like, okay, I'd like to get to know that person. Because that's why we have those tiers of a relationship. Those tiers are truly important, and we kind of step away from them. We always want to do stuff quick and fast because we got the supercomputer in front of us, which is called your phone or your iPad or your laptop. We got to understand, see, when you meet someone, there's an associate. Oh, you know, I met them passing. I said hi to them. But when I decide to take a step to go to the next tier, which is where I want to be acquainted with that person, this is time to start putting those things out. You know, I'm looking, what you're looking for. Tell them what you're looking for. Tell them what your favorite outcome. That can come from both male or female. You have to say what you're looking for. You're looking for a relationship. If you're looking for a relationship, they're going to bring you the lifestyle you want. You have to say, I'm intentionally dating or in this relationship to be married. And you benefit when it's two individuals instead of one. This is what we're talking about, choices and trade-offs in relationships. And we have to be very serious about it. This is Straight Talk, No Chasing. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of it, and our radio station that we're being broadcast with the many other devices of the network is WBSW Radio, the internet station, and we're number one. We're heard in 40 countries. We got watchers and listeners in 40 countries, and we're truly being blessed to be able to come before you, and we're excited when we put number one up because we're letting you know the hard work that's been put in to put this radio station in our 6th year to be able to be in 40 countries, over 644 episodes, 15 shows per month. Just truly, God has been so good. He's blessed this opportunity right here. To the point where we have 3 to 4 devices broadcasting through the network. We have our Instagram. We have 2 devices on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr's Live, and Blog Talk Radio. God is so good. And then we'll come back and we will do on-demand episodes. You can go to Blog Talk. If you type in WBSW Radio on Google search, dash, or just put Blog Talk beside, it will populate with the voice of the Smith Way production, and you have an opportunity to look at and hear our shows. Or you can catch us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. We're just excited about coming before you. God is so good. I tell you, it's been an awesome show tonight. We truly, truly so thankful. We went over about 10 minutes, but truly we wanted to share. Last thing I want to say about choices and trade-offs in a relationship is that no partner that you meet is complete. And say it again. No partner that you meet and have an interest in to spend time with is complete. Because we are imperfect people that do perfect things. Only one perfect, that's God. God is the perfect one because he created all of us. So do not believe that you meeting somebody that is a complete package. even as you get married. Some people say, well, you need to be dating 5, 6, 7 so you can get to know the person. Okay, you're dating 5, 6, or 7 years, and you spend your time dating them with no intention of marriage, and in the 5 years over, the person is gone. Why you waste 5 years of your life? Dating, you know, intentional dating relationship doesn't take that long. You should know in between 6 to 12 months whether you want to continue to spend your time with that person. If you have a purpose, if you're willing to make the right choice, or make the choice that is going to be have a favorable outcome, which includes sometimes trade-off. So no partner is a complete package. Because they are, as long as you keep around without meeting the goal or having, of working toward a favorable outcome, that gives them time to create that stage of how I'm going to get out, and then you'll get they're liars, they're cheaters, because you spent time on where we control that. We control our time and energy. Nobody else can do that. Our time and our energy. We control that. So if you want to spend 5 years somebody waiting for somebody to decide they're going to marry you, you're wasting your time. You should have intentionally from the beginning, when you decided to go in a relationship dating, your goal would be to let that person know, I'm intentionally dating to be married. What are you doing? What do you want? If they say they're thinking about it, I'm going to tell you just like this. Keep moving. They showed themselves. The old saying we have in this station is when people show themselves, believe what you see. And then you run as fast as you can away from them. Don't stay around talking about I'm going to give them a second chance. Don't stay around and get a benefit of the doubt. You're the one going to suffer. You're going to deal with a situation that's unbearable. So what you want to do with the trade-off and the choices you make is that you want to make the trade-off is all about situation decisions. And the situation said, I'm set what I'm moving for. And the last thing I want to tell you, we're talking about a relationship and dating. If you're dating someone with no intention of marrying, what can they prepare you for the next person that you might marry? Nothing. What can they do? You can have fun. You can enjoy yourself. You can do what you want to do. You can have, you can spend money and do all that stuff. You can go on trips and everything. But that's not preparing you for the next person. The only way you're going to do that is if that person don't want to have the same intention you have, you have to get married and then work through the ups and downs. Because it will be ups and downs. And it'll be compromises. It's going to be trade-off. Life is all about that. No matter where you are in life, in society, there's going to be choices and trade-off. In your family, there's going to be choices and trade-off. In your marriage, there's going to be choices and trade-off. And et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's his other. Now, I tell you, it's been awesome tonight. I want to give a shout-out. I have one more I want to make sure I play one of our sponsors because it'll be hold me real hard. And these are the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They are sponsored. There's a couple things I want to give a shout-out. First, they got the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity on Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, and the sisters and brothers of Ambition is joining hands for a night of elegance at Beeland Recreation Park in Greenville, Alabama. And it's from 8 p.m. to 12 midnight. Food served by Mary Ruth's Restaurant, one of our sponsors. Music played by DJ Dale E. He's one of the members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And also, he's a DJ on the Big KB, which is 94.1, 96.5, 100.3, and he's broadcasting every day, Monday through Friday, 2 to 6. Check him out. And he's known as the Don King of all things. And he's just excited about being a part of it, because he's a member of the chapter, but he's putting in the work to make sure we have an awesome affair. So if you want to go to the Big KD and type in Big KD on Google, it'll bring up a search for you, and you'll see that time that Daryl E. will be putting everything in place. And he's there for the Blue Royale. Tickets available today at zeta5sigmagreenville@gmail.com. And they are $35, and that includes your food. It includes great entertainment, but it is a BYOB affair. BYOB affair. Just remember that. So that's awesome. I want to give a shout out to those guys, because those guys are doing some awesome things down in Greenville, Alabama, which consists of almost 7 to 8 counties that included in their proximity. And they operate from Crenshaw County, Covington County, over to past Connecticut to Choctaw County, Tuscaloosa County. It's a big span. Monroe County, all of those brothers are over there, and that chapter is, they said their brand is We Lead, and everybody else follows. The most progressive chapter is probably the Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. So we'll give them a shout out and play their promo.
This is Needy B.
Here we go again. Here we go.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do. Tonight, it's been good. So think about our title. Life is all about choices and trade-offs. The choice you make may sometimes put you in a situation you have a trade-off because you're moving toward a favorable outcome. I want to leave that thought with you and thank each and every one of y'all for joining us. See, God has been so good and blessed us one more time to come before you. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Straight Talk, No Chasing. It's all about having conversations that's direct and getting down to the point. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to tell you I love each and every one of y'all because it's coming from my heart. And truly, God has blessed me with the opportunity to be here before you, and I'm going to make it do what it do. Our hashtag is responsible. Are you responsible in life enough to make the choices and the trade-off you needed so you can have a favorable outcome? Are you willing to keep on grinding when things get tough? Communicate. Use a hashtag. Communicating or communicate for understanding. And the 4 is the number 4, and that's L-O-V-E, love. That's what it's all about. So take your time when you communicate with love, not anger, not feelings, not emotion. Communicate with love so you have peace in your life. That's what it's all about. And as we get ready to close out, hashtag, yeah, we got this. Hashtag, we're going to make it do what it do. And we're really excited about doing that. So, like we do with every show, we want you to check out our On the Man episode. Just go to Google search, type in WBSW Radio, Blog Talk, populate where you need to go. Say, we're the voice of the Smithway Production, and you can listen to our 644 make 645 now published shows, 6-year anniversary coming up on September the 27th, and we're excited about doing it. We're going to be giving away two major prizes, which are hotel stay. One is going to be in Paris, France, five nights and 6 days. And we also will be giving away one to Dubai, and that'll be 5 nights and 6 days. Be ready. Get your name in. You can send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. If you sent your name in last year, since we've been existing, we're not throwing away names. We still keep you in the pot to shake it up, roll around, and pull a name for one of those trips. But we have many other trips that we're going to pay the hotel for. We're going back to Atlanta for 3 days and 4 nights. We're going to have set one of Orlando, 3 days and 4 nights. We're also going to New Orleans, 3 days or 4 nights. Back up to Nashville. These are the trips we're going to do this fall. And then we're going to Las Vegas. It's going to be a little bit of 4 days and, I mean, 4 nights and 5 days. We're going to go back to Cancun, Mexico. We're going back with that 5 nights, 6 days. You'll have to take advantage of this opportunity. Get your name in along with a means of transaction. Because what we do is we give gas vouchers, food vouchers. We also give gift cards. We give away books to the authors, the many authors we have had on this show. We give books because I go out and purchase their books so I can give to you so you can read it if you're interested in taking time to do that. And we're also excited because we're down to about 8 minutes. Is that we're so excited to be able to, this fall, we have partnered with those brothers of the Blue and White family and the sisters of the Blue and White family, and we're going to have tailgate at Alabama State University. We're going to have a greet and meet where you get an opportunity to talk with the families and friends of the Blue and White family, and you can come in and partake in whatever we have there. Be ready to go on September the 2nd. And we'll be located in our tailgate spot right behind the annex building, which is Ralph David Abernathy annex building, which is on the backside, right across from all the tailgate area, because it expanded so much that we have people spread it out, and we'll be over there. We will have our banner up to let you know that you're in the right place. So check us out. Also, check out our Blue Royale on the 26th, which is next Saturday, in Greenville, Alabama. The cost is $35. They include great music and food from Mary Ruth Restaurant. And we're going to make it do this. The Beedland Recreation Center for this affair, the Blue Royale. Check us out. You can go to email to find you a ticket, which is you can just email ZetaPhiSigmaGreenville@gmail.com. And also you can call 334-301-8775. Again, 334-301-8775. If you get the answering service, just leave a message and we'll make sure we get back. We give a shout out to Phil_12, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, my brother, for joining us and being a part of this night. We're about to wrap this up, and I want to close this show out. Always, I tried to play some music that kind of excited, but it's all about being able to respect one another, being able to give to one another, being able to share, but doing just in line with our title. Life is all about choices. And all the way, and most of the time, trade-offs. Life is about choices and trade-offs. You need to make sure you do this. So we're going to close this out. We don't own the rights to the music, but we try to play something here and there that we think will be important enough to close our show. See, there's no way. It's all about loving you. We want to love you and want you to love us back because we talk about love. And we'll give a shout out. And as we close out, I want to say this to you. Oh,
I was wanting to lose my mind.